finance. Right, apologies.
Had apologies from Councillor Bill Nash, Councillor Bruce Desaro, Councillor Jeff Trail, Councillor Steve Gazzard, Councillor Christine Norton, and Councillor Mark Williamson. And Pauline Garber, Councillor Pauline Garber.
Apologies there. Public forum, public speaking is limited to a maximum of 3 minutes per person and to a total of 15 minutes. Questions should be submitted once they're working here before the meeting to enable them to be answered more fully and precisely. We don't have any members of the public.
No.
So we can just skip that. Not even any member of the press.
No.
Right. To number two, finance committee meeting minutes. Can we confirm that the minutes are correct? Anybody got any queries?
I was at the meeting, so I
can't. I need a proposer and a seconder.
I'll propose them, but I wasn't at the meeting. I'll propose them.
Cherry and Richard were the only ones that were here, but oh, Brian, you were here.
Okay, I propose the minutes.
Okay, I'll come to second.
All in favour?
Okay. Were there any matters arising from the finance committee meeting minutes that we should query at all? No.
Can I just say that in respect of item F18012 about the new homes bonus panel, it's not specifically in respect of the refurbishment of the tourist information office, but you will be aware that there's a proposal going on to the full council meeting regarding the administration of this year's allocation of Parishes for Dogs Fund, where we're being given our own specific budget to manage. So it's just to highlight that it's on the full council agenda.
Are there any declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensations?
The Excise District White Band grant application. Personal interest.
I suppose I have to declare an interest that I've already granted the money through my locality.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. Not any press, so we don't have the excluder. And next. Number six, report from the responsible financial officer.
Okay, so everybody's had a copy of the report, agenda item six. So you've got the bank balances there. We've currently got £40,201 in our community account, £5,000 in our business current account, and our active saver £664,426.55. There's one outstanding cheque, which is to the Exmouth Musical Theatre Company. Breakdown of payments that were made in April, May, June and July. And a note that we've still got £100,000 invested in the CCLA Investment Fund. In terms of funds held on others, on behalf of others, there isn't too much movement there. Just to say that Tim Dumper and I had a meeting with Stagecoach today, though, in respect of the transport issues relating to Stagecoach bus services. But we did bring up this Coast Hopper Fund and whether there's any scope for us to use that on branding for one of their coastal bus services. And there are moves afoot, apparently. There's something going on which might lend itself to the use of this funding, so I need to follow that up. But obviously that money's been sat there for a while, and we've been wondering what we can use it for. There might be scope for us to use it on one of the coastal buses for branding or to promote the Visit Exmouth website or something. So I'll follow that up.
Please don't be using it.
Precisely, yeah. The charitable trust funds held, so you've got the balances there again, there isn't too much movement, and the shares that we hold in respect of RBS, Dr. Pepper Snapple and Mondelez, we have had a check for
$56,490.
Okay.
Which is in respect of a rights issue. We've got a whole load of documentation through relating to a rights issue, and obviously as part of that rights issue there's been a dividend payout, so that's going into the Williams Adams Westwood Trust Fund, but the balance is on there. When that cheque clears, will increase to the tune of, you know, whatever the exchange rate is at the moment, $50,000 US. That will increase. That's a nice little windfall for that trust fund.
It's not going to get checked, so
no.
It will take 6 weeks to clear because it's such a large check.
And then we've still got these national saving bonds that we're holding on behalf of the William Adams Westwood Trust as well.
Did we do anything about looking into the actual benefit that Adam Westwood Trust? I know we did discuss it one time because it says residential, charitable residential homes and extras to provide for the elderly sick. We were going to seek advice on that because the only currently there's only Rest Haven that they accepted as the appropriate home, and I know we were going to look into.
I think Colin did some work with David on it, prior to me coming on board. But we can relook at it. Was there a solicitor involved at that time?
No. I mentioned to Lisa that I'd like somebody to look at the fund properly, somebody who's, because
it's
I don't understand
it.
Yeah.
Because the very nature of the fact that communities change and the nature of life has changed, a lot of people aren't being able to get ways to actually extend the wording so that other people who are sick can still, so primarily it's still providing support for those intended, but not necessarily a residential home.
I know
because so many people aren't always in the residential charitable home.
The legal department at East Devon looked at it, but it's just so in depth.
Yeah,
but we need somebody who understands trust funds as well.
Yeah.
I don't understand them, you know, it's and because we get more that large sum of money, it would be good if we could get somebody to have a look at it properly.
Thank you.
I need somebody to sign my statements, please.
Can we go back to funds held on behalf of others? The patrol boat.
Yes.
I see that we've got a new patrol boat coming.
Yes.
A lot of money there.
So there's a patrol boat which has been funded by the Habitat Regulations Litigation, which is obviously the premium that they're receiving on planning applications that are within 10 miles of the estuary or whatever criteria are. So that patrol boat. They are only acting in an advisory capacity, so they're going to be out with the two habitat mitigation officers who are using that patrol boat to offer advice to users and promoting the user guides that the Accessory Management Partnership have co-authored. But they don't have any sort of statutory powers. So simultaneously, Exeter City Council has responded to my letter following the last finance meeting to say that at their place scrutiny meeting in July, they agreed to recruit a harbour master and that they will be funding a boat. Now their boat will, you know, be operated in line with the harbour master's jurisdiction, so they'll have more powers, and I guess they'll be looking more at policing activity on the estuary rather than advising. I did wonder whether, you know, it's appropriate for us to offer that money to the Habitat Mitigation Regulation boat, because I mean that's a smaller boat, it's operated by the Habitat Mitigation Regulation Board.
Well, I mean, it's been there for a long time. I mean, we put that by many, many years ago. But I just thought perhaps we should, it could be used to even
for that, and then it will just be cleared out, and that's it's done then, isn't it?
Well,
doesn't
I'm just thinking that all these outfits, and it's like this, that £40 for the Millennium Board. I mean, it's a huge amount of work needs doing up there at the moment, but you know, you're looking at a lot of money because it's got out of, you know, it's been neglected for so long now. So, it's a pity, I mean. It's just the silly bits that you can do without the worry of.
Well, they're just sat there, that's the thing, and then we keep reporting on them, but nothing's happening with them. But I mean, I did think, when I saw the article about the patrol boat, I did think, well, you know, maybe we'll just, you know, offer to donate what's left in there towards their fuel costs.
Yes.
You have to ask them, though, to make sure they can spend the boat and all the money costing officers.
Yeah.
Because obviously the two boats have got two different things
that
they're trying to achieve.
Yeah.
So there's no issue in giving the money to them, but it needs to be specified what the actual funds are for.
And then I think in terms of the trust, we'll pick that up again and perhaps see if we can get our solicitor to look at all the paperwork and see what we can do. Okay. Are we to move on to the item 7, statement of income and expenditure?
Yeah.
So I think the most important thing here, you've obviously got the list of payments. I don't know if anybody's had a chance to look through these and if there are any that stand out or need particular explanation. There's quite a lot of payments in there for the festivals. There's a couple of artists' names for the festival. Cherry asked me today what the status was of the festival account, and I said we're still waiting for money to come in. So until we've had the monies in, you won't get a true picture. We'll prepare an account when we've got a final picture of income and expenditure on that. But there are quite a lot of payments in respect of.
Could I just ask a question? Michelle's cleaning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It looks to me as if the May 2018 bill hasn't come through. Because you've got March, you've got June, and you've got April.
That was. Okay.
That's from March 18th. There was the April one. But I couldn't see.
No, okay. We can look into that.
All right.
Which one?
Michelle's.
May. It's under Miss M. L. Smith. She's Michelle's cleaning and she's Miss M. L. Smith. And she's on page 9. Sorry, page 8. And she's halfway, third one down. Cleaning May 18.
Oh,
right.
Okay. But is it under the Gorton Hall?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Any other queries? Report. The thing to bear in mind here is that in terms of recorded income, because we haven't reached the 6 month point in the year yet, we're only recording half the precept as income.
Mm-hmm.
So the income will look low compared to budget until we receive the second payment, September, October time.
Mm-hmm.
But there aren't any specific areas of concern.
That's
what
it's for me. That's
got 33.
Where's that?
4128. Yeah.
Right, that's a. I'll check that. I think that's an error on my part.
Mm-hmm. See, I do read them.
I'll check and I will email you what it is.
Okay. I just thought it was an odd amount for
us. Yeah, it is, yeah. Mm. I don't know what it is at the moment, but I'll...
Obviously, as I explained, the festival account needs reconciling properly.
Town Maintenance Partnership, is that the vice president?
No, the Town Maintenance Partnership is money that we get some money from the Town Maintenance Partnership, but we have to invoice it, don't we, Julie?
Yeah.
And then the what's paid out, I can't tell you specifically what's gone under that code.
I can send you a printout. I can email you a printout if you want, Charlie.
No, I just wondered what it...
It's,
well, yeah, you could.
Yeah,
be,
it's
yeah,
the cleaning of the bus shelters that we do,
mm-hmm.
all the bus shelters that we do.
Yeah.
It's the repairs of bus shelters.
Yeah.
We've got panes of glass.
Yeah.
I can't think now what else is in there. But I can email it you.
It'll be talented, if it's not grass cutting.
No,
okay.
It's
well, that was my
it's,
main
no,
name.
No,
it's not grass cutting.
No, that would go under the ground service agreement. Do you want me to?
That one there.
Do you want me to email it you?
One.
Do you want me to email it to Jerry?
No,
because
I thought it was a bit lower than
no,
was.
No, it's not
the
that.
The ground service agreement for the grass cutting, what typically happens is we get an invoice by East Devon District Council at the end of the financial year.
Right.
So it will show zero expenditure probably for months and months and months. And then at the very end of
March.
The year, we'll be invoiced for a lot and you'll probably find that it suddenly goes up 40,000 or something expenditure, something like that. And that then includes all the planting that we can contribute to, plus the additional operative that we pay for that gets translated into capacity for grass cutting.
Okay.
All right. Anything else?
Bruce's idea of getting somebody to sponsor a Christmas tree, and I know that this is... It's got just above the Town Maintenance Partnership, we've got Christmas tree and servicing.
Yeah.
Have we done anything or has anybody come forward to...
We've got a Christmas sponsor? Lights, we've got another Christmas lights working party next week. So several councillors were going off to approach businesses and make inquiries, so I'll know more after next week's meeting. But there was a degree of confidence that we'd be able to find somebody to sponsor the tree.
Mm. That was very nice, huh?
Mm-hmm. I mean, the bulk of our expenses on Christmas lights are actually the putting up and taking down and pat testing and
yeah.
You know, all that side of it, really.
Oh,
so,
I
do have a meeting.
Your man.
We do
I'm
have
just
a meeting
wondering
next
really.
Week.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Nothing else?
No.
As I say, at the moment, you know, if you look at...
Oh, at the moment,
when
you spoke, you
yes.
said it doesn't look as if it has been.
No,
it
hasn't. I'll check with you.
That's the Arts Council plan?
Mm. Yeah,
the festival
plan, yeah.
Festival, yeah.
Which is why we can't reconcile it yet, because we don't have all the income. And there's some money from the... mini festivals in Manor Gardens, that's only just been banked, so that won't be showing on our balances either. So. I think that's it. Just on the silly income.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, but the festivals we've got.
Yeah, it's the Devon Association of Parish Councils or the Devon Association of Local Councils, it's the same thing.
Okay.
On the SIL income, I can't remember when we last reported whether we'd had the additional 42,000 in.
Yeah, still
but we've now had 10,000 in the last financial year and we've had 42
mm-hmm.
this year. So we do need to start thinking about our SIL priority list because there is a time limit on spending that money.
I was going to say, I think we actually agreed, didn't we, that we were going to sort out a list of priorities.
So the Neighbourhood Plan Steering Group has been doing a little bit of work on this, and now that the Neighbourhood Plan's been submitted to East Devon this week,
I think Jeanne's going to start doing quite a lot of work on that.
So I think we made the point in town council, probably it was town council, but I know I've been to a meeting with other councils where we made the point that the steel plant is a priority list. It's the town council to make a decision and not the neighbourhood steering group,
yes.
which had made comments to councillors that they were going to set the priorities, and we did make a point of saying that that should be town council and not the neighbourhood.
Yes. And they know that. They know that.
Yeah, yeah. It's just.
It's all tied in with the implementation strategy
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay. No other questions? Do we have the grant applications?
We can, but can I just ask a question there? 3-year funds just
yeah.
seems
so
an odd amount. It's got page 5 on
the top. Does the community transport one come out of the 3-year fund, or does that come out of the SLAs?
That comes out of the 3-year fund.
So that's probably because the community transport one, the formula that Jill Elson uses to calculate what we do, what we contribute, it's always a slightly odd figure. It's because it's based on inhabitants and users.
Yeah,
it's not a rounded figure.
Although this year you paid a round figure of 5,000.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what made me. I knew that. So. That's what made me ask the question, why
who
is it not?
Check.
Who else
I don't know.
Paid out of that one?
I don't know. I can check though and let you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's the only 3-year fund at the moment, isn't it?
Because
the others stopped. Or there was one other one stopped.
No, there is a couple of 3-year funds.
Is
not
it?
Yeah. Yeah, because some are 3-year.
CAP?
No, CAP's an SLA.
We'll give you a breakdown.
I'll bring you a breakdown.
Yeah.
Okay. Right then. If nobody else has any questions. Grant applications. The first one is. This is it, Life Education Wessex.
I have to say, Chairman, I'm not very happy with this one. I'll put my head above the parapet. I think education needs this should be education grants, not for local councils to put forward. I mean, they can get educational grants from a variety of trusts. I mean, David Gibbons Trust for one in Budley specifically have educational grants. It's just we're reading through it and what they're providing, and the cost is in respect to this mobile hiring classroom, etc., etc. I know Devon County have been asked, and I realise that they've also said that other trusts have been asked. It's just I'm not, personally, it doesn't sit very comfortable with us actually providing support.
So today you mentioned Devon County, we rejected the application. Certainly not an update. We rejected the application 26 weeks ago. The reason we rejected the application is, in our view, which I didn't want to make about some of the stuff that's like funny, but in our view, with some of these others, which is not what your background should be used for.
No, I just don't think it's appropriate to
turn that up. No, I mean, the aims of what they're trying to do is correct. There's no issue with that. The school could probably actually do that itself. There doesn't necessarily need an outside body to come in. Obviously, the issue with Devon County, there are provision for this sort of thing as well for educational, food use, health, etc. And then obviously there's the NHS organisations like that. But the reason we rejected was purely on the basis that we believe that we'd be funding the educator,
mm-hmm.
which is not that I've got no kind of funding for, even on the town council.
So.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with you. I was going to say I'll defer it because there's nothing here from the school.
No.
And the only and also the £1,100 they're asking for, they've asked for it from Devon County as well as EDDC. I don't know anything about it from EDDC. Whether it's come up there yet or not, I'm not aware. But the thing is we've got 7 schools, 5 schools in Exmouth. If they all come and ask for 1,100 or more.
We haven't got enough money in the budget.
No, I think as Richard says, it, you know, there are other people that do provide this sort of education, both Devon County and the Health. And I'd be interested to know from Bassett's Farm Primary School why they feel it's appropriate to get an outside educator.
Well, they're not there, otherwise I wouldn't come back to them.
No.
Why they decided on?
Yeah, because we haven't had it in other schools.
So are you proposing deferral or refusal?
I think we...
I'd suggest you take it from the top.
Yeah. I personally am proposing refusal.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Everybody in favour? Yeah.
Thank you. Well, yeah.
And exactly what they're going to use it for, we don't have.
Well, we wouldn't have enough money to do every primary school. That's providing every primary school.
You have turned down other applications where we're paying for wages and where we're paying for visitors. We have turned down, other applications where it is for, as Richard has pointed out, it is for. So for the educator, for you know, not actually being spent money.
I think also it's something that could be arranged through organisations that are already funded through taxation for all the schools in Exeter.
Yeah.
And this company has approached me through my day job as well, reference funding. And again, the explanation I gave to them is it's a laudable thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But there are organisations that are already doing it that are under charge.
Mm-hmm. Right. We'll swiftly move on. Exmouth and District Pipe Band. Revised application. I see that they have had £1,000 from the GCC locality budget and £1,000 from the Freemasons, which is half of what they nearly half of what they were looking for. And they've also got £610 through fundraising and a sponsor.
Jeff Oxel and Chrissy agreed to fund £1,000 effectively to remove the issue of the spinehouse meeting when the feeling was that the request was for too large a sum. So we cheated, I think, with the request that we're getting, and bear in mind the work they are going to do around the town really Saturday. I think it's an amount that's too less than 40.
Well, we've got £8,000 left. Near enough in the plans. Okay. Sorry.
They were very effective. Where did I see them?
I did a lot of work in town.
Yeah, they were good and they did look good. And I see they've got then all the costs of their helps and sparrows and all bits and pieces.
And they do raise money for various charities as well, I think.
Yeah, it's quite a
So how much do you want to give them? You want to give them the whole £1,500?
I thought it was £1,000,
do you think? How do you feel at this bit?
They did support the Lantern Parade last year. They supported the Lantern Parade.
There's a whole list of things they
did to support.
And they do a lot of things in the town. In fairness, they do a lot of things in the town and for charities needs, and they're probably going to be with the cargo and stuff like that, which is a benefit to the town. So I'm happy to support Brenda's proposal of £1,000.
Okay. Everybody, so you've got a proposal of a second of £1,000?
If they are so helpful around the town and we're doing good things, I would propose that we give them the full £1,500. Anybody?
That's fine. Yeah,
I'm going to
Thank you.
Right, we'll take it in order then.
Unless whether you choose to withdraw.
I'll withdraw my.
You'll
okay.
Withdraw my proposal.
If you will.
Okay. Alright, so got a proposal and a seconder for £1,500.
Got
the proposal
yeah.
Withdrawn.
Okay. Everybody in agreement with the £1,500?
No, I'm just concerned that we've got 8,000 budget running now to April. I'm a bit concerned that we've got another 8 months to go. That's my concern. It's not because of this particular application. It's just I'm thinking if you've only got 8,500 and you get 1,500, you're down to 7. And I'm just thinking we've still got to go around to next April. And we usually have another tranche in the winter. That was my concern.
Yeah,
I was going to abstain and she voted against you.
Right. Okay.
You had a proposal in a second and you took a vote.
Yeah.
There's three people voting for it, so you passed it.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah, you voted against £1,500,
didn't you?
But I'm
carried.
Yes, I just abstained.
Who's seconding it then? Because if Rob proposed it,
yeah,
Brenda's seconding it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Right. The last one is house. Now, Bill apparently went up even more about it than I did. I didn't know he'd gone up to Bigley.
Well, this was deferred from the last finance meeting. Pending some more information, and it was suggested that perhaps Bill, as chair of the finance committee, might like to go up to the Bidmead Centre and actually see what goes on. So he and Mary Nash visited one Friday afternoon, spoke to the participants, spoke to Laura, the lady that submitted the application. And then subsequently sent an email out to say that he thought that we should contribute £1,500 towards the cost, as per his email here. We've had several emails from, we've had an email from one of the mobile support workers at the district council just saying how much appreciated it was. And we've also had an email from one of the participants saying that they hope that the funding can be found. These have been forwarded from HALF, so obviously they're just, you know, trying to provide documentation and supports them. No, it wasn't D. No. I've got Sally in my mind, but I don't know. But it was forwarded from HALF, so it was just corroboration that, you know, they hope some funding can be found to continue it. But Bill's recommendation on going to visit and seeing what they do was that the committee considers a donation of £1,500. Charlie?
We're on red now, we're fine. Just for consistency, so the last meeting, again, my view was we were funding salaries. I still think that's the case. In this instance, if Bill recommended it, I'd rather leave finance and I'm prepared to do what Bill suggested was the best.
So I think he addresses that in his email. He says
that's
that
the
so
that's
the
reduction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the reduction that was put in. So.
Yeah. So he's saying that, you know, essentially he thinks we're covering food costs. Plus printing, a part sum of the salaries towards the staff, but not the salaries of the demonstrators or the project coordinator.
Mm. Can I just say something? They're also getting free of charge the hall. It's only 16 people at the moment, and they're also getting the salary for the mobile support officer free. Apart from that, when we did the Cooking for One project with the £750, they wanted I think originally, and that we cut it in half. But that's 750 lasted them for 6 months.
But last time, when this came forward for a bit number four, was it not that they were doing a demonstration or cooking, not just for elderly people, but it was to help them to be able to
have a free meal and, yeah, no, it was.
Well, it was more, wasn't it, to help them to be able to look after themselves,
yes,
rather than this free lunch and gathering, wasn't it? Last time it was actually more of an educational thing
training
for people that were isolated to try and help them cook their own. So they still do that.
Yeah, that is still the focus of the charity.
Mm.
It's to encourage healthy eating.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, it's used as a social a social interaction.
Mm.
But yeah, the ethos of the charity is still educational in terms of promoting healthy eating and how people can prepare healthy food.
That's right. Yeah.
On a budget.
Yeah.
And that's
it's part of the reason that we did this last time is because it being in Lidland is known as a big deprived area, and that's why we actually.
And I don't know whether the 16 people that were there on the day that Bill went, I don't know whether that's indicative of the numbers that attend or if it's lower or higher.
I think they've got 26 registered, haven't they, at Exmouth, but I guess they won't all go all the time. Whether they should be looking, because I wonder where it's advertised. You have seen it sort of advertised anywhere to get more people in? Because I'm sure there are a lot of people out there that could do with some help, and it's, you know, the comments from people, they say it's a nice social occasion, looking forward to the next one, but, you know, it's not just a free lunch club, is it?
No.
And it seems to be administration costs, I can see, are quite high. And they've got 21,000 in their ballot, in their reserves, haven't they? Which is quite a lot for a...
I know when we questioned them on their accounts previously, they said that because they've applied for funding pockets from, you know, specific organisations for specific projects, a lot of their money was ring-fenced for specific projects in specific towns. And that's the way that they've worked, including their lottery funding, etc., that they've got. So
I wonder how much
it might not be free, you know, it might not be free money, doesn't mean it might be restricted.
If we were to be totally consistent, you know, we reject on the same reasons why we rejected the previous application, but the difference is initial spend, as I suggested, content to do what Bill was suggesting. In reference to Lidland advertising, there's an open day on the 14th coming up, the housing department in East Devon's running that I'll be attending, and our locality team to help in organise. So there's going to be a lot of work in the next 3 to 6 months in Lidland trying to advertise things that aren't available for residents. So hopefully the uptake will be greater, but in respect of uptake, sometimes the number of people that aren't necessarily using it. So we've approved a grant of 1,500 for the pipe band, and yet other less than 60 people in the pipe band. So it's not always the numbers. Sometimes there is a good without being that many people involved. So I propose that we approve.
And seconder.
Okay.
All right.
This is for the about bills, yes.
Yeah,
1,500. Yeah,
you all in favour? Thank you. Okay.
On to number 9, to discuss and approve a sponsorship request by the Jurassic Coast Trust for funding for the reprint of Red Coast Review Book. Amount requested 500 to 750.
So the background to this is that we received a letter from Sam Rose requesting sponsorship of the book, a print run of 2,000 copies, which they anticipate will last for 4 years. We tried to have a look and see if we had a copy in the town hall, and we haven't got one.
No,
interesting one. I think John Wickersen said that he has got a copy that he could loan us if he wants to, if you want to see it. It's about the geology. It's a geology book, but
I understand that. It's just personally, I mean, if it's something, if it's going to last for 4 years and there's 2,000, they can't be giving an awful lot out, or people don't get an answer. Just wondering what it was. So it doesn't seem, does it? If you get 2,000 copies last 4 years, you know that isn't an awful lot of copies going out. And I just wondered what the audience, you know, who they're pitching this at. You know, whether it's, yeah, this is what I was going to say. Is it a limited interest, or is it something that is, you know, I wonder whether perhaps you could defer until somebody knows what it is.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know, if everybody's happy, I would go along with it, but
I can ask John to lend us the copy, and then, you know, you could have a look at it. What do you think?
I think that'd be a good idea.
Yeah, okay.
That's
fine, we'll defer, and then I'll ask to see a copy.
And to ratify expenditure of approximately £900.
Don't forget. The penny's important.
No, it says approximately £900 and a penny.
I know.
Good repair, replating, reflecting, and the mayor's change of office.
So it's £900 in tons. We don't do it.
What is wrong with that?
You can chip in the penny.
So the gold plate's worn, and all the lettering is needs redoing as well. We've made inquiries about having it done locally at a cheaper cost, but the colour, the blue that's used on the lettering, is a specific blue, so it needs to go off to Fattery. It has to be done properly.
So
these are the price is made up of, you know, all these different components.
Happy to propose that we accept.
I'm the second. I was on a grant for 2 years.
No problem with that. I'm just wondering about the deputy mayor's change.
That one's not so bad at the moment.
That's not so bad at the moment.
No,
keep an eye on it.
Yeah, maybe with that one could be done the next year.
Usually they're worn sort of similar times, aren't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get as much wear.
Will it be remounted on, you know, when tower?
Yeah, it's going on new. It says a new velvet backing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all
because
been done.
They found that all the suits were worn.
Yeah.
On the top,
yeah.
It's
going to have
everything
done.
Yes?
I think the general theory is for approval, but we don't want to pay the penny.
So,
all right.
Don't take this personally, Brian, but because you're not on the finance committee, you can't actually second the proposal.
Oh, right.
So, we need another second. Thank you. Okay, all right, it's Richard. Proposed by Wendy.
Okay.
Are you happy for that?
And to approve a maximum budget of £10,000 to be taken over the reserves to be used by the Community Resilience Working Party. Can I just ask a question? What do we want £10,000 for?
Yeah.
So, the working party met a couple of weeks ago. The direction we want to take in terms of resilience next with the role of Exeter Town Council, it was suggested that Exeter Town Council need to communicate to residents other points of funding to enable that communication to take place. My view is £10,000 is not necessary. The view of the chair and equally Chetna was that the £10,000 was requested just so that if funds were needed, to come back to council again to ask for any more funding, but if the money's not spent, they'll just go back into council accounts anyway. Again, I don't really see the expenditure being anywhere near £10,000, but it will be coming to full council, I believe, on
Tuesday. Yes.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
I think we should support them having some funding, and it's just a case of managing it properly and returning back what we don't use. Might be a bit of awkward.
one of the suggestions that came out of that meeting was perhaps hiring one of those trucks again, so to use that as a, so it could be used for wider council promotional activities, but if you're trying to promote sort of, you know, flood prevention and awareness, and having a stand, so there will be some cost associated with that. There might be some cost associated with printing, and depending on what we need, if we want pivers jackets, personal protective clothing, there might be some expenditure. Mm-hmm. There is grant funding available from the Community Resilience Fund, which might cover some expenses, but I agree with Richard. I think they just wanted a budget approved, and they put a very high ceiling on that, so they don't have to keep coming back to full council to ask for individual approval on small ticket items.
Very helpful oversight from Chairman. In my personal view, we should allow the funding for the community to take some of the materials on
spend. Is that a proposal?
Yes.
Okay.